This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And last night on our Live Saturday edition of the show, we got about halfway through the latest video of John Cantley. He is a captive, allegedly being held by ISIS for the last couple of years. He's from the UK originally, and as a photojournalist, he has been hosting a series of videos called Lend Me Your Ears that has been produced allegedly by ISIS so as to propagandize, so as to get their side of the story out there. And we played the most recent iteration of that video series last night, got about halfway through. It's about a 9-minute long video. We're 4.5 minutes through that footage. And I want to continue this because if you're new to the show, we've been playing these ISIS videos as they've been coming out because I think it's important to get this information out there. And other, you know, we're not a news show. This is a talk show. You can call in and talk about anything you want. But other news and outlets and information outlets, they're just not releasing this information. These videos are hard to find. It takes some Googling and some searching to usually pull them up. And so I wanted to get this side, their side of things out, the ISIS
side. That's kind of what communication's about, right? Communication is what you're supposed to do instead of going to war. And I'm not claiming that the fact that it seems ludicrous to me, the fact that we might talk about what ISIS is saying is somehow supportive of ISIS. I mean, that seems ridiculous to me. In fact, what I want to know is I want to know what they're saying. I want to know what their claims are. I also, because the narrative tends to change as time goes by. By the narrative, I mean, you know, we're going in to find weapons of mass destruction. We didn't find weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. We went in to unseat a terrible dictator named Saddam Hussein. Oh, we didn't find the 747 fuselage that was used as a training ground for terrorists in Iraq. So we were going to the Iraqi people were just going to throw flowers at us when we came. Oh, well, they didn't throw flowers at us. Well, we have to, you know, we went in, we have to finish what we started. You know, like the narrative changes over time.
Yeah, sure.
It has to change. Narratives change. I just want to be able to know what was said in the beginning, and that's why you have to listen to all sides.
So we're going to continue with this. John Cantley, we'll pick up where we left off. But for those of you just tuning in, if you missed last night's show, essentially the first 4 minutes of the video are him talking about...
If you missed the last night's show, you can go listen to it at freetalklive.com.
That's true.
It's available to you, just like the last 7 days always are, right on the front page. And if you want anything older than that, it's available at archives.freetalklive.com. All of this is free. None of it you have to pay for.
You are correct about that. But to recap the 4.5 minutes we will not be playing of the video tonight, John Cantley explains that there was a rescue attempt by the U.S. military. Again, he's being held captive somewhere, maybe in Iraq. So there was a rescue attempt. They spent a lot of money. He suggests maybe millions of dollars, helicopters, you know, APCs, whatever, all kinds of equipment and troops to try to find these captives. And turns out that ISIS, I don't know if they got wind of it or just got a little nervous or something like that, but they moved their location prior to this actual rescue attempt.
Right. What is his name?
John Cantley.
Cantley is complaining that instead of, you know, doing some negotiating with the terrorists,
right,
that the great powers here, the U.S. and Great Britain, are choosing instead to run counterterrorism, assaults.
Well, rather than, as he pointed out, others who have left due to negotiations, U.S. government is not allowing anyone to negotiate. They won't allow the family members to negotiate individually on their own volition to try to get their loved ones out. And the government hasn't been asked for millions of dollars in ransom. They've been asked to release some of their prisoners from the Mujahideen.
Here's what I don't understand about that. Okay, so first off, I've got a lot of critiques here. I don't think the United States government has any obligation to negotiate with ISIS to get Cantley out, and I don't think the British government has any obligation either.
But it's nice of those other governments to do it for their people, because Cantley says they've released something like over a dozen captors over the last couple
captives.
Of years.
Captives. That absolutely did happen, and it was a successful tactic. What are the consequences in the long term? I don't know the answer. Have we incentivized the taking of captives? Have they incentivized the taking of captives in the Middle East? They have. Now, I don't know how all that's going to play out, but there's no obligation. And if he wanted to go as a photojournalist to the Middle East, he took all the responsibility on himself. Now, here's another point I'd like to make. It's reprehensible for these governments to disallow citizens whose family members have been taken captive from negotiating. But I'd also point out that if my son was taken captive by ISIS,
mm-hmm.
I'd move to Switzerland and then begin negotiating, or I'd begin negotiating ahead of time. Like, I don't understand exactly why these people have chosen not to negotiate, but consider that they've made a choice.
Because of prison, you mean? Or the
No, they're going to stay in the United States. I wouldn't.
I see.
Like, you know, the United States is just a clod of dirt. You can leave at any time you want.
As long as you have the permission slip.
To what? To leave?
Yeah.
We call that a passport.
Right.
Just about anybody can get one.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, there's now exit taxes and things like that.
You know
that.
What? If my son was going to die at the hands of a bunch of terrorists, I wouldn't care about your exit taxes. I would get out of this country, and I would make it happen. Let's not just lay this all on the United States government. Cantley really is just laying it out there, man. I disagree with some of the stuff he said.
Well, what you've said is that the U.S. government doesn't have an obligation, but that doesn't mean that they don't pretend like they do. I mean, they're constantly saying that it's their job to protect you. Now, we know that it's true that they
don't
have
an obligation. They made an effort to try to go in and get them. They spent tens of millions of dollars to go in.
All they had to do was release a couple prisoners, and then they would have been able to get them released.
You're just armchair quarterbacking. They believe that they're promoting terrorism by doing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you agree that the other governments...
No, they're promoting terrorism by going over and invading countries in the Middle East. That's the reason why John Cantley was captured in the first place.
They don't see that. Well, and no, Cantley was captured because his dumb ass was in Syria. Okay?
Well,
like, so the ISIS has not captured you and me.
So wait a minute. My point being, though, that if the U.S. and U.K. governments were not over in other countries in the Middle East, murdering people, then maybe people from the America and the U.K. wouldn't be at as much risk in those places.
Sure, but Cantley, a photojournalist, probably wouldn't have gone there for that very purpose, right?
And right. So if the U.S. government wasn't effing around in other countries, he would probably be totally fine today.
Let's not forget that he was in Syria at the time, and... You know, the United States was materially supporting the organizations that took him hostage.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the side of the organization that took him hostage.
Yeah, they need to stop meddling. So let's
I don't disagree
here.
That they should stop meddling.
Here's the video.
We were left to die. It's the worst feeling in the world, being left behind like that. We've been in the longest, paid our dues, watched everyone else go home, never stopped believing, and then wham, have some of that. You're not worth negotiating for. To be left behind so cynically by the country you thought you knew was some kind of ultimate betrayal. You spend your whole life working, paying taxes, not getting into trouble with the police, well, not for anything serious, paying your bills. And for what? The first time you need your government to do something for you, when it's truly life or death, they turn their back.
Yeah, I think you sound cold, Mark, by, you know, just basically saying, well, they have no obligation. And again, that may be true by Supreme Court diktats and the decisions they've made.
No. Listen, what is a government? Let's talk
it's
about
a criminal
philosophically.
Gang.
No. I'm not talking about in reality. Philosophically, a government is an organization that claims the monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given geographic area. Is that correct? Cantley is not in that given geographic area. It's like saying, hey, I'm really upset about the building guy here. I've walked off the roof, and 5 feet off the side of the roof, he didn't build more roof.
It doesn't sound like you're very compassionate. I mean, I totally understand
I'm not talking about compassion.
I totally understand where John Cantley is coming from.
He's desperate and going to die. Me too.
He feels like he's paid into this system his entire life. He's obeyed their rules. He's given them who knows
how many thousands of dollars. He thought the British government was going to protect him someplace besides Great Britain?
They certainly protect, or the U.S. government certainly negotiated for one of their own people back, one of the military members. They did that. So why shouldn't he think, you know, if he's been paying into this system and the government's been promising him protection all of his life, why shouldn't he think that he should be protected? I don't think that's unreasonable for him. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. We are sharing with you the latest John Cantley video from ISIS. We got halfway through it last night, and we're playing the remainder here tonight because I think it's important to get all the sides we possibly can on this this international conflict. It's easy to get the U.S. government side. Just tune into any major mainstream media channel or news outlet in the United States. But if you want to get another perspective, well, thankfully we have the internet today, and we can actually hear directly from the so-called terrorists who, you know, to me they're all terrorists.
Well, not directly. I mean, they're using Cantley as a voice here. He's not one of the terrorists.
What I mean is it's their words, right? Yeah. They're the ones who wrote the script, presumably.
Or at least approved it, right?
They're the ones who edited the video.
Editorial power.
They edited the video, and they are the ones releasing the video. So I consider that to be, you know, hearing directly from them. Unlike, you know, previous decades where such a thing wouldn't be possible. It is possible now, and to that end, we will reveal more from the video in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and at coffee.freetalklive.com, that's where you can go to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and shade-grown as well. But it's not just any old high-end coffee. When you buy BuzzBox, you get great coffee, and you can help people around the world through Free Talk Live and Kiva. We've teamed up with Kiva.org to help change people's lives who are in poverty, to give them an opportunity to make their lives better on their own through microloans. So every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, every 10 listeners means we can fund one new microloan. And that's pretty exciting. We've been funding microloans already. We can do more. You can get your first pound free, and you can cancel your subscription at any time should, for some reason, you not want this coffee anymore. But from what I'm told, it's awesome coffee. Mark, you still
I don't think anyone has canceled their subscription
at
this point.
Excellent.
By that, I mean the people that have gone on to pay for at least two deliveries.
Yep.
So far, I mean, at some point or another, you think somebody would just give up coffee. But I don't believe that's happened. Now, there are plenty of people have taken the pound and then gone.
And that's it.
And that's fine. Okay. I mean, you know, that's what the purpose of it is. Maybe they don't like high-end coffee, right? Like, maybe they like Folgers or whatever.
So check it out for yourself. Make your own choice at coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost. They'll send you a free pound of coffee. We will go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Alma. She's in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live in the live Sunday edition, Alma.
Is this Ian?
It is, yes.
I'm trying to learn who's who.
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
Mark's here, too.
Ian's in the front chair.
Okay.
She doesn't know that.
Are you the small one?
Yeah, I'm definitely smaller than Mark. Yes,
I think he's a little taller.
I see you on the computer, but I'm trying to figure out who's who.
Yep, right.
I'm the dashingly good one with the guns.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. There is some actually weird stuff going on down here in Tallahassee, Florida. I can't make sense of it.
All right. What is it?
The anti-government FSU killer that went in there had a great life. Now we have Saturday a deputy that goes to a house to a fire, and he's shot and killed, supposedly. But there's a neighbor that lives next door that is a cop, too, and he runs over. But I guess he watches TV in his bulletproof vest because he got shot, but the vest protected him.
Wow. This is a strange story.
I'm confused here.
It's a house fire?
A house fire. But he was anti-government, too.
Who shot the cop? I'm confused.
Anti-government.
Do we know who shot the cop?
We just know he was anti-government.
Who was anti-government? Wait, I'm confused. The person whose house was on fire was anti-government, or
right.
The cop who ran over there and got shot was anti-government?
Correct. He was shot. The house the man was in, the house was on fire. He just shot the cop, you know, the deputy, I guess for the fun of it. And the cop lived next door, and he ran across to help. And he had his bulletproof vest on, I guess, watching the football game.
It's not unreasonable to believe that somebody in their home who is a cop would have access to their vest. And if he was sitting on the lazy boy watching the game and then hears gunfire coming from outside, I would probably put that vest on first things first.
I would definitely if I had one.
Yeah. Hey, Alma, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the story. It's a strange one, but that's Florida for
it
you, right?
It's strange. It's Florida.
Yeah.
Florida, Germany.
Toll-free number is 855-453. So John Cantley continuing here. He's frustrated. He thought his government was going to protect him, and turns out that just really hasn't happened to his satisfaction. He's currently in the hands of ISIS, allegedly, and is making videos for them. Here we'll continue with the audio from LiveLeak.com.
I watched a Sky News interview with David Cameron the night before fellow Briton David Haynes was executed. They have a British hostage. What will you do? Asked the journalist. Well, we get our security services, intelligence people and the government together to ask what we can do to get that person back. But it is very difficult, and his family have our sympathies, said the PM. Well, neither David, nor his family, nor we wanted your sympathy, Prime Minister. What we wanted was your help, which, as leader, you could have given.
Wow.
How can you
Yeah, I mean, it's scalding, there's no doubt about it. I hope you understand when I say, Ian, that the point I'm trying to make here is that if I am in New York City and something bad happens to me, mm-hmm. do you think it is reasonable for me to complain about the police in Chicago?
Nope.
Why didn't they protect me, though?
Well, I don't think they promised to protect you.
No, I don't think they did. But the United States government, the Great Britain, British government, like, for instance, they'll give things like mm-hmm. travel advisories. They'll say, it is best for you not to go in this geographic area.
Yep, that's right.
And I'd be willing to bet that Syria had the highest level of traffic advisory that they could come up with. So if Cantley decided to go into that area, he mm-hmm. has, in my opinion, shed all... all claim to protection that he might have.
I totally understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Can you understand why he would think that, you know, his government might protect him?
No, I think that what he thinks is that other governments have done a better job.
Mm-hmm.
And he is questioning the methods that they're using to protect. And I think that's completely valid.
Okay.
But
you can't understand why he would expect that after paying taxes for a lifetime, maybe they do something for him.
They have tried to do something for him. They mounted a huge raid to get him out.
But that didn't work, and they went to the wrong place.
Right, I understand why he's in the situation.
All they would have had to have done was just let a few prisoners out.
Yeah, well. That
would have been a lot easier, a lot cheaper, right? Like taxpayer dollars, as far as taxpayer dollars are concerned.
Until
it wouldn't be that hard to open up Guantanamo
Bay. What if they killed somebody? Right? You never know.
What if who killed who?
One of those prisoners that they released. What if they went and killed somebody shortly thereafter?
Well, considering they're releasing them into Syria or Iraq or somewhere like that.
What if they kill a U.S. soldier?
Well, I thought there weren't soldiers on the ground in Syria.
Well, I think you'll probably find that there's certainly people that work for the United States government and Great Britain government over there.
The soldiers could have been killed in the raid too, Mark. Okay, so sure. You want to put soldiers at risk, then that would put them at greater risk going on a raid. Anyway, it just seems like you're kind of back in the state in a way.
I don't know what you're talking about. Reaching here. If you want a Monday morning quarterback their raid, that's fine. We can talk about what happened in Iran in 1979, too. It's cool. We can Monday morning quarterback what they've done. It's just that let's not pretend.
I can just empathize with the guy. That's all.
Me
I'm
too.
Not saying,
he's got to be desperate. He's okay. got to be absolutely desperate.
Good. I'm glad to finally
desperate.
Hear you empathizing with him, because it seems kind of cold the way you've been approaching it. The toll-free number is 855-453. We've got a little bit more from John Cantley, and you can also take control of the airwaves here. 855-453, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up anything here at 855-450-FREE. We're here live. It's Sunday, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, you've got Ian
and Mark.
And if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. Global meaning there are servers all around the world that you can connect to when you've got their premium account. Now, you can go and start out with a free account over at proxpn.com/FTL to try this out. They encrypt your data connection, meaning that your internet service provider, who's probably right now logging all the websites you visit and the search terms you enter, will no longer know what you're doing online once you start using ProXPN. And it's easy to download their app. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices as well. Plus, Linux users, you can get started with ProXPN. It's a different setup process, and it's pretty simple. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there, get started for free. But when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get those worldwide servers you can connect to, and those worldwide servers help you get around regional blocks. So if you've ever been to a website before and it says, sorry, we can't show you this video because you're in the United States. Well, if you connect to their Netherlands server or one of their other international servers, those other sites...
They got one in Singapore, don't they?
They've got several internationally. If you connect to any of those other servers that are outside the U.S., then those websites won't think you're in the U.S. anymore. So it's pretty neat. Those are some of the things you can do. You can also privately torrent. And, again, there's unlimited bandwidth with a premium account. You can start up with that premium account by using our discount code FTL50. Get you 50% off the price of the annual account. And that brings the price down to about $5 per month. But you can actually save even more by paying with Bitcoin for that annual account. Then you'll save 62% by using code FTLBTC. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Plus, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. So, again, promo codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC at proxpn.com/FTL. Get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, more from the John Cantley video allegedly released by ISIS. We've got Todd in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WVFT. Hey there, Todd.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Just a quick update with the lady that called in earlier about the sheriff that was shot here in town. What actually happened was the guy called a false report of a fire to lure first responders.
Oh.
So that he gets a bunch of them.
Wow.
And apparently only the deputy sheriff showed up first, engaged, and then the neighbor, who was a police officer also, came over and got involved and shot the guy. But it wasn't it wasn't an actual fire. He was an anti-government guy who wanted to take out police and fire and rescue people.
Hmm. And this just happened? This is like this weekend?
We're going to have to stop emergency services so the terrorists win.
Yeah, was this weekend, and then I guess it was Thursday or Friday night, they had a campus shooting totally unrelated. Fortunately,
so you say,
anybody died from that except for, well,
I'm
yeah,
just kidding,
you never
too.
Know. I understand. When I watch the news, I just kind of take it with a grain of salt, but,
I'm just teasing.
And strangely enough, on the front page of the Tallahassee Democrat, which is the big paper here, the sheriff's shooting was right there on the front page. Underneath the, Florida State Seminole football team winning their game.
Hmm.
I just thought that was a little funny.
Well, didn't something happen with the Seminoles, too? Wasn't there some tragedy that happened with the... Yeah, that was a school thing, right? There was a shooting...
Yeah, that was a school shooting. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I mean, I hate to hear any of those things happening, but that always brings out the, let's take everybody's guns away. So,
sure.
I mean, I take those things with a grain of salt, too, and that's... it's terrible to even think that. I am a parent. I do send my kids to school, and I do worry about school shootings. But, are they all real? I would hate to think that they're lying to us about something like that.
You're fine. Those schools, all the schools you're sending your kids are gun-free zones. You're fine. Nothing like that will happen there.
Oh, yeah, Todd, exactly. Nobody there with a gun, yeah.
Hey, Todd, I did pull up the Leon County Sheriff's press release as reported by WCTV-TV regarding what happened. It was November 22nd. And they have identified the law enforcement officer killed as 47-year-old Deputy Christopher Smith. But they say in here that the man did set his house ablaze. They believe that...
He went the whole way, huh?
No wonder he felt compelled to shoot somebody as quickly as possible. I mean, the house is on fire, right?
Like, apparently.
He set an alarm clock.
According to the story here, the officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect for an estimated 12 to 13 minutes. That's a fairly long gunfight.
Pretty good gunfight for Tallahassee. Yeah.
For anywhere, I would say. I mean, for one man.
That's
in
a firefight there.
In his house. Hey, Todd, thanks for the call. Thanks for clarifying that. I appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Hope that didn't happen on a crowded street, just people shooting all over the place.
I don't know. Apparently, this was, the Plantation Woods subdivision. So it sounds like a neighborhood.
Yeah, it sounds like a neighborhood. Where are those bullets going?
Tallahassee police say that Holly, this is the man who did the shooting, allegedly, the man who holed himself up in the burning house, Curtis Wade Holly, 53, that he had previously expressed anti-government sentiments and that he had discussed harming law enforcement. So we don't know if he's going to end up being, one of those sovereign citizen types.
You suppose he's one of our colors?
I don't know. We are live on the radio in Tallahassee.
This is what I'd like to point out is what happens when you advocate for violence against the government.
Which we do not do on Free Talk.
No, we do not. But, I mean, people who call often, we've had plenty of people call in and do the same, advocate for that.
Sure, but
and
we don't let them get away with it.
What's the point? I mean, here's your article, pal. It wasn't even national news.
Yeah. Let's go to Brian. He's also in the Tallahassee area. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I was listening. I'm not sure that I got the entire intro from you guys, but this unfortunate gentleman that is being held hostage by those Islamists over in Syria or wherever he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rod and shame, but unless he's, you know, some kind of undercover agent or something, he's there on his own. And I don't feel that the government owes him anything, including the English. I mean, if they want to, have at it, but, you know, that's part of liberty is going where you feel you need to be and then paying the price if that's what it takes.
I want to agree with you, Brian. I mean, I've also agreed with Mark earlier. The government doesn't owe you protection. That's certainly true. They've made that decision over and over again in their court system. Even if he was in the United States when they abducted him, the government, you know, wouldn't owe him the protection. Or, excuse me, in the U.K., because he's from the U.K. But if he was in the U.K., they abducted him and took him to Syria, they still wouldn't owe him the protection. But, you know, they could have done something where other governments did do things around the European governments, did negotiate with the captors, and they did get the people that were being held captive released. So they could have, even though they don't have an obligation, is I guess the point that that I was making. I'm not really necessarily saying they should have or not, but I can understand why John Cantley is pretty butthurt over this. And I can tell you that if John Cantley was released, like, let's just say the ISIS guys decided, you know what, he's done a good job of recording these videos for us.
Jeez, I hope they do that.
Cut him loose. I don't expect they will, because John Cantley thinks they're going to kill him.
They're evil.
But let's just say they have a change of heart and they let John Cantley out. You can damn well better believe the government's going to tell John Cantley he's got an obligation to keep paying taxes when he gets back,
well,
won't they?
Yeah, absolutely right. But just
where did that obligation come from?
I think that you said if the guy was kidnapped in the U.K. Well, if they kidnap him in the U.K. and manage to spirit him out of the country, I guess the situation is not exactly the same. It seems like you ought to be able to, if you're gonna have a statist nation like the UK, you would think that the police ought to have some kind of responsibility to prevent people from getting grabbed and shipped out of the country against their will.
They have no responsibility for that.
Involved in a custody fight. But that's another discussion. Sorry.
Mm. Hey, Brian, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Don't forget that, I don't know about the UK, but at least the United States government demands you keep paying them taxes if you leave their country.
I imagine they're probably not going to go after Cantley for this.
Who, the U.S. government?
Or anybody else who was one of their captors.
Okay. My point was that if you, if you are paying their taxes, they're still going to demand you pay them taxes outside of the country as well, but again, owe you nothing.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you're a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, please call the Amberen hotline now at 1-800-959-4261. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. At Amberen, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, and you can lose pounds of stubborn extra weight in just weeks with Amberen weight loss. Right now, through this special radio offer, you can get a 100% risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-959-4261 now. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen hotline today. Hurry. This limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-959-4261. That's 1-800-959-4261. Again, 1-800-959-4261.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze-Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be ISIS. We heard about a shooting. A police officer down in Tallahassee, Florida, allegedly or ostensibly done by some sort of an anti-government guy. I was looking around to try to learn more about this character, and there's very, very little, at least right now in the news media, about this. This is a fairly fresh occurrence. I'm sure that more detail will be forthcoming within the next few days. So if y'all are in Tallahassee and you want to tell us more about it as you learn more, feel free, because I can't guarantee you we're going to keep following the case here on Free Talk Live. So, but if you want to help us follow it, you can always call in with updates and kind of let us know what you'll learn. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say he turns out to be a sovereign citizen, but maybe not. Maybe he's just a Tea Partier. Who knows what this guy's story is? Well, if we know more, when we find out, we'll let you know. And you can find out and let us know, too. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because this show is a conversation. This is not a we-tell-you-what's-important kind of show. Yes, we do bring things in that we think are important. But our phones are open all the time, and you can call in and bring up anything. We were talking about John Cantley, the man being held captive allegedly by ISIS. He's the guy who's been appearing in a series of propaganda videos that have been released. That's been the bulk of the topics so far in the show tonight. We're going to continue with his video, what may be the last one. I hope not. I hope that he's not executed at the end of all this, but I suspect that that he will be. As they have executed all of their hostages that have not been, well, released due to negotiations.
So in the other execution videos, they've had the executed, the condemned man, read a little something.
That's correct.
And then the next video, he's dead, right?
No, the condemned man will read something in the video in which he dies.
Okay,
then
that's
after
right. Then
they show the...
They sawed him, they sawed his neck with what appears to be a plastic knife that doesn't produce blood. And then he's, you know, then they cut and then he's dead, right?
That's right. They then show the body. They show the head on top of the body that has been decapitated. And then after that, they will usually have the next victim silently being held at the, you know, the arm's length from the murderer.
At the ready. Okay.
You're just kind of recapping?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about this because Cantley has done so much more work for them.
He really has. I mean, he's gone to bat for him. I mean, he doesn't have to be doing it, right? Like, he could have just said, hell no, and then they would have beaten him and tortured him or whatever, so.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, how they got these other guys to do the little readings that they did.
We'll kill your family.
It's a possibility, yeah. Or we'll make sure you die quickly. You know, but
I don't know if I consider cutting someone's head off a quick death, but you know,
cutting someone's head off
could be worse.
Is a very quick death.
Is that right?
Yeah, it depends on how you do it. Hmm. Sawing at it with a fixed blade knife like they did.
Yeah.
I don't really believe that they were killed that way. I think that that's just them doing a video. I think that maybe it was traded for like a guillotine situation, or maybe they weren't killed. I don't know.
Yeah. Good question. Let's continue the video here from John Cantley. He's been explaining the failed attempt on the part of the UK and US governments to rescue them when they could have simply traded some prisoners like other countries did. Let's go on, though, with the video.
The whole system is working on their behalf, as you did in that interview when David's body now lies in the Syrian desert. What kind of system is that? The PM then went on to deride the European negotiators who fulfilled the conditions for the release of their prisoners as supporting terrorism. But what they did to get their people home was nothing compared to what we've done by supporting corrupt outfits like the FSA, who only sell the hundreds of millions of dollars of weapons they've been given, many of whom end up in the hands of the Islamic State itself. I then watched President Obama's speech about taking the fight to the Islamic State. I was amazed that he mentioned two names in the opening paragraphs of his address, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, my two former American cellmates, also executed by the Islamic State. And it became clear to me that we're just being used by our politicians. Obama and Cameron act all shocked and appalled each time one of us is killed. But they've known this was coming for months. Months! They've known our six names, who was holding us, and the consequences of not negotiating for over a year. So for them to act all surprised and shocked each time one of us is executed is a massive lie to the public and our families. Long ago, I accepted that my fate will overwhelmingly likely be the same as my cellmates, and I'm angry about it. Not towards the Mujahideen. They are doing what they said they would do if our countries did not negotiate.
Well, that's bull crap. I mean, he should very well be angry at the Mujahideen. I mean, that's they're the ones killing him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will give him the Obama and, what's
Cameron?
Cameron, the PM guy there. I'll give him the, oh, we're shocked thing is a bunch of hooey. I'll definitely give him that, but, you know, I don't blame the Mujahideen for killing me. Come on.
Well, he's under, he's under captive control here. And
he
so,
is.
They're the ones also who are feeding him while he is still alive.
Indeed.
And presumably not torturing him. Because he's going along with the plan here. Let's continue.
For the American airstrikes against the Islamic State. No, I'm angry at our governments for allowing the matter to get to this position and then having done so, using the deaths of my colleagues for their own reasons through the media. I'm angry with our governments for not discussing this matter with our families, for not discussing the matter with the Islamic State. And for treating our life like some sort of gamble.
You would think that there would be a, like, you know, we're paying diplomats here in the United States And maybe those diplomats could, I don't know, spend a little time on diplomacy with the Islamic State. I mean,
yeah,
I get
that
one.
Them the to acknowledge the Islamic State in that way, right, would give them the acknowledgement that they are a state, right?
I don't think
that
would
come to the table and negotiate.
I don't think that would necessarily give them the acknowledgement that they're a state.
Well, they want to treat them like they're terrorists. The U.S. government wants to treat them like they're terrorists.
I get that they want to treat them like they're terrorists, but they are holding a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it seems like it's worth negotiating. Like, let's have a talk about this. No, I'm sorry. We have a strong stand that we do not negotiate with terrorists, but we'd like to talk to you.
But that's the thing. They'll negotiate with other governments, and other governments are also terrorists. I mean, if you look at the definition of terrorism, terrorism is essentially using force or the threat of force to achieve social goals or political and social goals. I mean,
if a government isn't an organization that uses threats, let's just call it threats, right? Like, I assume you're terrorized by threats. So if a government isn't an organization that uses threats, then I've been living a lie the whole time, right? I thought that they were threatening me when it came to taxes. I thought they were threatening me when it came to a whole variety of laws out there that have no victim.
They
I thought it was
are.
Just threats.
They are threatening you.
Yeah.
And so when they negotiate with other nations that they recognize as nations, they don't call them terrorists. They don't call, you know, Japan or Germany or whatever other you fill in the blank, whichever arbitrary nation you want. They don't call them terrorists, even though that's exactly what they are. They've just been around longer.
Yeah.
The Islamic State's new to the scene. And so they haven't yet gotten, you know, the acknowledgement from the UN as being another state, etc. But ultimately, that's all that states are.
Roll of the dice when everyone else went home. I will continue to speak out against this military action and the deceitful arrogance of our governments for as long as the Mujahideen allow me to live. Once again, we are becoming embroiled in a war that has little to do with humanitarian issues or national security, but is all about oil, business, money, and the political gains of selfish individuals and parties.
Well, I don't see
he's
anything,
right
wrong.
On.
Think I don't
about
see anything wrong with oil, business, or money. Hold on.
Okay, he's done. Sorry, I'm just letting it finish out. Sorry. Go ahead.
These are the sort of these are the touchstones of the, you know, we're so much better than oil and business and money. Oh, please. How do you think you got where you are? It was business and oil and money that got you to you get up every day for.
What is the point you're trying to make here, Mark? He's correctly calling out the military-industrial complex.
The military-industrial...
That statement agrees with the editorial viewpoint of Free Talk Live, typically.
I understand. The government should not be involved in that. The government, if you're going to have a state, if you're going to have an organization that claims a monopoly, privilege, and the use of violence in a given landmass, that organization should do simply that. Now, throughout history, they have done much, much more, which is to say, supported the interests of American businesses or whatever it is that they're doing.
Whatever else.
Right, and I get that that's wrong, but let's not just downplay business and oil and money. These things are good.
He wasn't downplaying that. You are totally reading into his statement there, something that wasn't there. He was talking about the motivations for the conflict in the Middle East, and it absolutely is to enrich the military-industrial complex. Absolutely.
That much is true.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.